So earlier on this week, a new strategy was launched by North Yorkshire County Council about carers. And here to talk to us all about that new strategy, I have two people in the studio. Would you like to introduce yourselves and tell us what your roles are?
Hi, I'm Chris Wiley. I'm the Chief Executive of Carers Resource, and we cover Harrogate and Craven.
Hi there, I'm Jenny Sengel. I also work at Carers Resource, and I manage a project for carers and employment at Carers Resource.
So what are we talking about in this case then when we're talking about a carer? Because immediately when you say that, I think somebody who is a care assistant, who works in the industry, that's actually not the people that we're talking to today.
No, that's right. We're talking about unpaid, or sometimes they're called informal carers. These are people usually looking after either a relative or a friend that has a range of needs that means that they need some care, usually on a daily basis. And sometimes, you know, that could be almost 24/7 care, but it's done by relatives or friends.
So it could be just they need their milk and bread delivering. It could be full on, you know, everything, personal care, help, transportation, appointments at the hospital, which obviously is hugely, that takes up a lot of time. Mm. How often do you find that people don't realise that that makes them officially a carer?
That's one of the big issues, is most people say, I'm not a carer, I'm a husband or a brother or whatever. But actually, it is important that they identify themselves as a carer, because there is actually extra support out there for them. And we recognise that most people want to be a carer because they love the person they're caring for, and they see that as what they do. But nevertheless, it can be very, very hard work, and lots of carers report that they don't have a day off ever, that they never get a full night's sleep, and that it's very physically exhausting to care for somebody. And actually, if people are in that situation, there is extra support and help that they can access. So not to stop them doing their role, but to support them in doing it better.
And so what happened at the launch of the new strategy earlier on this week then?
So this is a North Yorkshire-wide strategy. It was really a celebration because this has been quite a long time in the making, and ourselves and other carer centres across North Yorkshire have all contributed to this, as have various groups of carers who staff from North Yorkshire County Council have been and interviewed carers, or carers have sent in their views and they've been saying what's important to them. So the document that was launched yesterday is a culmination of what people have been saying, and it's the commitment by the County Council to say this is what we're going to do to support carers.
Okay, and we'll bring you in now, Jenny. Mm-hmm. You do a lot for carers who are also working.
Yes, we work with carers who are working, and sometimes it's very difficult for carers to balance their work and their caring roles. They, for example, they might be a parent carer with a disabled child and very often be called from work by school because something's happened or child needs appointments. Or they might be someone who's become a carer gradually as a parent or a partner needs more support. And it can be very difficult for people to discuss with their employer how they best can continue working and continue supporting the person at home. So we work with carers to work out how they can do that. So it might be a request for flexible employment, or it might be looking at whether they could change their role, or negotiating with their employer to discuss, well, you know, this would work for me better, to enable people to stay in work. And also we work with carers who aren't working, who might want to get back into work. Quite often carers might have given up. And in fact, I think the stats show that something like 1 in 5 working carers have to stop work altogether. It can be very difficult for them to get back into work because you can lose a lot of confidence when you're at home and your role is full time looking after somebody. So we see people who feel quite unconfident about getting back into the job market. So we'll work with them as well and build confidence and skills and look at how best people can get back in.
There will be lots of people then listening to this who either know somebody who is in that situation, or maybe they're in this situation themselves and they thought, I've never thought about myself as a carer, but I suppose that's what I am. Mm. What then can you offer them? How can they get in touch, and what differences could you possibly be making for them?
Well, we offer a tailored support to each individual, so we talk with each individual. We have a website, as most organisations do now, which is www.carersresource.org. And if people look on there, there is our telephone number and other ways, our address, that people can get in touch with us. Our unique thing that we do is we are interested in the carer. We know that people love the person they're caring for, but we're caring for the person who cares. And so we are very concerned about them and how they are looking after themselves.
Very often carers actually themselves, their own health can suffer because they're prioritising their cared for person. They might not have time to go to the GP or, you know, skip going to the dentist because their life is so taken up with looking after the cared for person. So we do see carers very often struggle with their own health, and it's so important that they have some time and space to look after themselves and do activities for themselves to keep themselves healthy so they can carry on being a carer.
Mm. Well, Chris and Jenny, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. Just before we go, just quickly remind us of that web address if somebody wants to get in touch with you.
Carersresource, all lowercase, all one word, .org.